Yeah, we're here, Steve Goss and Mara Davis. As always, Mara has culled the weekend concert list of only the choicest shows. It is Mara's Music Mix again. Good to have you back.
Choice. Wasn't that a term in like the 80s? That's so choice. I think now they say, that's so lit, right?
Yeah, I'm tight with that.
Okay, let's start at Eddie's Attic for Angie Apparel. We've talked about Angie before, but I think it's important to mention him this time around because he's revealed that he's had some medical challenges lately. He has melanoma, thyroid cancer, and he's been struggling with his health. But he is getting back into the groove and fighting his battle with you know, staying well, and is always guaranteed to give a great show. Angie Apparo, tonight at Eddie's Attic.
City Winery has done it again. They've got a great musical artist. And, you know, we talk about what City Winery has been able to bring to Atlanta in the last several months, and we scratch our heads and go, gosh, for a venue that's not huge, they get some really big names, some really important artists. Patty Griffin is going to be performing there tonight.
I love her. I saw her last time at the Buckhead Theater, and she is such an incredible storyteller who, in my opinion, doesn't get the credit that she deserves. I mean, obviously, she's an Americana goddess and gets a lot of respect, but she's written so many great songs. My personal favorite is Truth Number 2, is a song that she wrote, which was made very popular by the Dixie Chicks. And that song says so much about personal freedom, about the Dixie Chicks used it, you know, to promote voting, and so when Patty does it, it's beautiful.
Yeah, her shows are pretty emotional, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And in a way, NPR termed her songwriter, and she has a gift for locating a song's nerve endings, which I think is a really beautiful way of defining, if you can define, Patty Griffin.
Well said, Steve. That's well said. That's Patty Griffin at City Winery tonight. So here we go. I can't believe David Crosby is, 75? And he's got a new album out called Lighthouse, and he is out supporting it. And, you know, it's always something with David Crosby because he has had a lot of newsworthy events happen in his life, from fathering other rock stars' children to fighting with Neil Young to in and out of rehab. But he is back, and he is still singing, Steve.
Yeah, and he's still kind of grumpy, too. His latest feud is with Graham Nash.
He's always feuding with them. What did he say about Graham Nash?
Well, Nash came out with his own memoirs a year or two ago. And the story is that he gave it to Crosby after it's already been published. It's all in there. It's too late to change anything now. And Crosby read it and he goes, well, this is not true. And that's exaggerated. And he didn't do this. And so they're on the outs. Sort of like Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, well, he's on the outs also with Kanye West because he said that he can't sing. And someone needs to drive him over to Stevie Wonder's house right now so he can understand what a real rock star is, unquote. So, yeah, he's not afraid to pick a fight. So who knows who he's going to pick a fight with at Symphony Hall. I think he's just going to sing, though.
I think so.
That's David Crosby at Symphony Hall tonight. And he played real good on his
At the Fabulous Fox Theater, a band out of Alabama, a soul band that defies definition, I think, has just skyrocketed to the top in just 2 or 3 years. St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
I love these guys. So they've got a new album. It's their second one called Sea of Noise. And it's a sound of old school, R&B, soul, funk. They really bring it. I mean, this is a big, big band. And it's exciting to see that they've really been on the rise. So I'm sure for St. Paul and the Broken Bones, just to play the Fox. I love how the Fox Theater, like, you play the Fox, you made it. You're headlining there, and that is really something that's a benchmark in their career. But definitely expect a big show, especially Paul Janeway, who is the front man, who he brings it home. Yola, my love, my love, is like a mighty river, baby. That's St. Paul and the Broken Bones. at the Fox Theater tonight. All right, Saturday night at the Tabernacle. I think this is one of the best rock albums of the year. I am talking about the Drive-By Truckers. American Band is politically charged. It's a rocker. Patterson Hood just gives his soul on this. And if you've ever seen the Drive-By Truckers before, what a rock show they bring. And it's kind of a homecoming show for them. Obviously, they're based in Athens, but when they come to Atlanta, this is a big deal.
If by some reason you cannot make this show to see them at the Tabernacle on Saturday night, they've performed the new album in its entirety for Oregon Public Broadcasting, and you can find it on NPR.org, the video of the entire album, and doing it live.
I'm down with OPB. Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
That's the Drive-By Truckers at the Tabernacle Saturday night.
He became a border agent and supplemented what he made with creative deportation and missing ammo by the case.
So we go from the Drive-By Truckers to Maserati. How's that at the Earl? This is an instrumental rock band that I don't think has any of the original members anymore.
I still love their sound, and they're also from Athens, but they're now based in Brooklyn. So that's what happens to bands. It's like you've got to be based in Brooklyn or Nashville. And so they're getting it all together there. But I like their sound. It's kind of psychedelic. It's kind of rock. But it also feels like it could be a soundtrack for a movie.
This band reminds me of Tangerine Dream.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So put that on your list. That's Maserati at the Earl on Saturday night. So let's move to Eddie's Attic, where there's a great duo, which is Santa Fe meets London. So two guys in a group called Son of Town Hall bring some really interesting songwriting and harmonies to the table.
Yeah, Son of Town Hall, the band, the duo, is named after a raft that was made out of junk back in the late 90s, and it crossed the Atlantic. It was an experiment in how people used to move, and they used all these recycled materials. These guys have created this persona based on that raft. Okay, follow me. And they imagine themselves as seafarers in the early 19th century.
She said, I keep you warm when the cold winds blow, when there is snow in Mexico.
You love history. So
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's a little convoluted.
Yeah, but there's a lot. There's a lot to encompass with them.
You might need a little bit more than a beer to get into the mood to follow the storyline. But they sound very folky in an old Americana type way. If you can imagine what folk singers might have sounded like in the 1840s, that's these guys.
Yeah, I think so. They say they write songs about wonder and woe.
And life on the high seas.
Yarr.
Well, I didn't say pirates, but I know you can't resist. Go ahead.
I can't. Yarr. That Son of Town Hall at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night. Sorry.
Back to the fabulous Fox Theater on Tuesday evening, the 1975. Remember these guys?
Well, they're kind of a newer band, but yes, they like to live in the 70s. They're kind of influenced by that, but I think their sound sounds more like the 80s, actually. They've got a new album out, but Chocolate is their big song, and they kind of are very influenced by the Talking Heads, a lot of 80s stuff, and they have a huge following.
They also have a huge title for the new album. I think it's the longest title.
Oh, yeah. I like it when you sleep, for you are so beautiful, yet so unaware of it. That's, like, very deep.
Yeah. Catchy hooks. You can dance to the songs. Very poppy sound. You know, it's easy to digest.
Long album titles. Like, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
You know, if I were them, though, like, with that long title,
yeah,
I'd worry about someone throwing a pie in my face. You know, just to bring me down a peg or two.
I don't think that's going to happen to them. And if it does, it'll be great PR. So, but we don't recommend that. Please do not bring your pie into the show. That's the 1975 at the Fox Theater on Tuesday night. So here's a show where if you say, Steve, that is a rock star on stage. I'm talking about Jim James, who's the singer of My Morning Jacket. This guy, when you see Jim James, you cannot take your eyes off him because he's got the look, he's got the sound, he's got the moves. And his new album is incredible. It's called Eternally Even. It's very politically charged. It's a rocker.
And he's the inspiration for the Shaky Knees Festival.
That's right. That's right. Love Jim James. That is going to be a big show. That's Jim James, Tuesday night at the Tabernacle.